Jeremy Callahan loves history. So when the Sioux native, currently a Thessalon-based Puck Services instrument technician, discovered an old chest containing four books of poetry published in the 19th century in the Sioux attic of a now-deceased relative, he was in his element. Callahan is certain the chest and at least three of the books belonged to Joseph Wilson, a Scot who moved to Canada and played an important role in Sault Ste. Marie in the 19th century. Callahan came into possession of the items last weekend. My uncle passed away about 4 years ago, and then his wife, my aunt through marriage, passed away before Christmas, and I'm the executor for her estate. So I've been going through her house and going through her possessions, Callahan told Sue today. While searching through the home's attic, Callahan found the usual items such as Christmas decorations, file folders, banker boxes and old furniture before discovering the chest and books. All the possessions in the house are being left to somebody else, but I've been given permission to go through and look for any family heirlooms, so when I found this item in the attic I thought, this chest looks really old. The chest and books were passed on to Callahan's ancestors. I don't know how it ended up at my aunt and uncle's house. I'm assuming when my grandmother passed away in the 1990s my uncle must have said, I'm interested in that, and it got put in their attic. Joseph Wilson was pretty instrumental in the early days of the Sioux, Callahan said. Wilson was born on March 18, 1818 in Perthshire, Scotland. Following in his father's military footsteps by joining the militia, he saw combat in the Upper Canada Rebellion of 1837. Wilson was appointed collector of customs for the port of Sault Ste. Marie in the 1840s. He built a home on his property located in the area that now includes Elgin, March and Spring Streets and named it Marchbank. While serving as collector of customs, Wilson was also a representative of the government to First Nations, an arbiter in disputes, controller of Crown land, a doctor, overseer of fisheries and commander of the militia. He formed a military unit consisting of 20 men, receiving the title of Major Wilson. Wilson died March 11, 1904 at the age of 85. His house remained standing until 1931 when it was demolished to build the Eaton store located at the corner of Queen Street and Lower March Street. The chest that Callahan discovered is inscribed with, Mr. J. Wilson, H.M. Customs, Sault Ste. Marie. One of the books that were found inside the chest, Scott's Poetical Works, was signed by Wilson. Two other books, a collection of poet John Milton's works and another entitled Struan's Poems, appear to include Wilson's signature as well. The books were published in the 1860s and 1880s. The Sault Ste. Marie Museum was really interested in it, Callahan said. However, he added, right now I have it in safe keeping and I'm trying to decide what I want to do with it. I need time to think about it. That's because Callahan loves preserving historical items from his family. In my house I have what I call my room of curiosity. I've got things from my childhood, toys and pictures. I have my dad's train set, my grandfather's auto mechanic license and paperwork from 1931. All that kind of stuff in one corner of the house in a 12-foot by 14-foot room. I don't like having stuff in tubs in attics where people can't enjoy them. I like being surrounded by all this stuff, so that's where the trunk and books are right now. With that, Joseph Wilson's chest of books from the 19th century, found in the home of one of Callahan's relatives, couldn't be in better hands. I would like to think so. Right now I'm not ready to donate it, but the museum would probably be on the top of my list, Callahan said. To read more about Joseph Wilson's life, click here.